It's the biggest day in the club year in Donegal, so we're just delighted to be there.
Yeah, it's one you're pretty used to, though. You've been there pretty often on the, over the last few years, so you're going for three in a row.
That's it. No, we've been privileged now to be in as many finals, you know, and I suppose we've lost a few of them now, but listen, it was top-class opposition we're playing against, but hopefully now we'll put one right now on Sunday.
Yeah, and obviously they don't come bigger than Guidoor, do they?
No, that's it. Listen, Guidoor have been phenomenal the last past year, you know, Donegal champions and Ulster champions as well, like, so they're going to be serious opposition.
Yeah, and obviously looking at them in their semi-final, they seem to be maybe having stuttered early on, have really hit form at the right time.
That's it. No, listen, they were hugely impressive in their semi-final. They really controlled the game and they never looked like they're losing, you know, and it was really just brilliant character from them and really stepping it up on the big day. And listen, the backs are against the wall already on Sunday.
Yeah, talk to me about the season so far. You know, you had a good enough league. Obviously you missed quite a lot of the games. How difficult was it for you and for Leo to come back into the setup once you leave like that and you're away with Donegal and then you have obviously great success and then a big low?
Aye, listen, it's never easy coming back into the club, you know, but listen, it's the club is what we started out with, you know, and you love getting back to the same time, but it was better disappointment getting beat by Mayo, like, and it took a wee while to get over that, but once you get the head down then with the club again, you refocus and you're delighted to be in with them.
Was the club a way of maybe rehabbing and getting you back into the mix straight away?
Exactly. Definitely. It was definitely a way to get over the Mayo loss, you know, and it was good to get back in with the boys, you know, and definitely play a few games, league games, and then into championship then.
Yeah, and Anthony seems to have rolled back the years altogether, your brother.
Aye, that's it. No, Leo's been as impressive as ever, you know, and it's just a character to him and, I suppose, Anthony as well. Yeah, they've had a brilliant championship, yeah, and they're keeping themselves in good shape, you know.
Talk to me about the championship. Obviously, the group stages were pretty relatively easy.
Ah, geez, I wouldn't say that now. We had a few tough games there. Killybegs now, the opener, it was I suppose, it nearly looked more comfortable than it actually was, but they've pegged us back there now in the end, but then we had Dunloe, it was fairly convincing, all right, and we finished off in McCool's, which is another tight battle for us. 12-9, I think it finished. Then we went into Glenfinn, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And that was a really tough game as well. You know, I think we done well. We controlled the game, but we could never really pull away from them, you know. And then, obviously, the semi-final, St. Unans, was another just titanic battle with us and Unans, you know, and it was just, we're lucky to get out in a one-point victory.
It was a good game to get, though, wasn't it, coming into a final?
Ah, that's it. Listen, there was no easy games at all for the semi-finals. Like, it was always going to be a gigantic battle, and we were going to end as underdogs no matter who we played. Like, and listen, no, we were delighted just to get the 1 point win.
What was the feeling like when you had come through with that, and the final whistle went, and you were in another final?
Ah, listen, it was ecstatic. You know, people, they might say you've been in many finals now that you're used to it. You don't get used to it when that final whistle comes and you're in a final again with a chance of lifting the trophy. So no, it was definitely big buzz.
As you won't need reminding, you lost the last two, especially even last year to Guidoor. How big a hurt is that you've lost those two finals?
Ah, listen, obviously any loss, there comes the hurt with it, you know, but definitely two finals have a big bearing, but it's a new year now and it's a new blood in the team and there's new ideas and everything, so we're just focused on 2019 now and hopefully putting it right.
Are you a better team than you were last year?
I think we are, you know, we're a different team, you know, we're different aspects to our style and stuff like that, so it's definitely a new scope for the championship.
Yeah, playing a more expansive, more attacking minded game.
That's it, exactly. Yeah, we've a lot of talented players there, you know, and I think we're just told to go out and express ourselves, you know, and we're really enjoying our football at the minute, and listen, we're just going to give it a good rattle on Sunday.
Yeah. Going in as underdogs.
Yeah, going in as massive underdogs now. Listen, Guidoor, phenomenal side, you know, they're county champions and they're Ulster champions for a reason, so we really are going to be huge underdogs for the game, but listen, we can only give it our best shot.